Joining us today is Alex Biggs, the MD of Critical Resources, listed on the ASX with the ticker CRR. Now, the company are looking to have exposure to critical metals crucial to the development of our future. So, big statement there. Alex, welcome to Stockbox. How are you?
Thanks, Mark. I'm very well. Good to be here. Thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you very much for your time. So can you start us off by perhaps introducing the company, explaining a little bit about that statement I just said, and some of the projects that you have, and really give us an idea of what you're all about?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Critical Resources, as the name suggests, I mean, it's a good play on words because it gives us a fairly broad remit for what we can invest in. And, you know, what we see with our projects currently, we've got zinc, silver, copper, and newly acquired lithium assets. So, yes, certainly, we see these commodities being very important moving forward. I mean, all you need to do is look at any of those commodities and see their current prices and the increase they've all sort of seen in the last 12 months or so. So I think exposing ourselves to the critical minerals list is a pretty good business strategy.
Okay. So, of course, the company is called Critical Resources, isn't it? Of course, it's in the name. What is the critical list then? Is that something that you're following in Australia or North America?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at any government now, they've got this critical minerals list, right? And pretty much all of our commodities do fall on that. You know, if you read through that list, I'm sure people will see stuff on there which, you know, they don't even know what it is. You know, and a lot of those things are, I guess, byproducts of other major metals and other major commodities. But, you know, principally base metals, you know, we like that. We've always liked that. Having good exposure to copper in Oman is excellent. And, you know, zinc and silver and copper over in New South Wales, fantastic. So, you know, it's not like we're following the list and ticking it off. You know, we've always seen values in all these commodities. And, you know, having three great assets, all at a good stage with good exploration upside, I think is a good step for us.
Okay, excellent. Well, let's look at the projects then in a little bit more detail. So let's start with New South Wales and the base metals project. What stage is it at right now and what activities are going on?
So, yeah, our New South Wales project is called Halls Peak. You know, it's predominantly zinc-lead, we think. It's a large-scale SEDEX-type deposit. There's been previous exploration there and previous mining, which dates back over 100 years. I mean, previous exploration, I mean, some fantastic results, like 37 metres at 8.7% zinc and 3% lead. You know, 11 metres at 15% zinc and 8% lead. So, you know, we're following up on that. All those results are fairly near surface, you know, within 150 metres. We've done some geophys work over the last sort of 8 months or so, and that's defined some deeper targets, and that's what we're chasing. Where's the project at? Funny you should ask, because our drillers arrived on site yesterday and we're just starting a drill program there, which will be about 4,000, 5,000 metres. So it's very, very exciting. And I think a lot of shareholders of Critical have been waiting for this. We see this as our cornerstone asset and we think it's going to be transformational once we start getting some results out of the ground.
Okay, we're very timely then with the drillers on site. Look forward to seeing some of the developments over there. So let's go to Canada now and your recently acquired Mavis Lake Lithium project. So what attracted you to this project in particular? And again, what stage is it at and what's the work program planned?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think if you asked anyone, and particularly asked me, where would you like a project in the world, there would be two answers if you could choose. It would be Australia and it would be Canada. Mm-hmm. And in Canada, it would be Ontario. And in Ontario, it would be a lithium project. So this project came to us quite fortuitously a couple of months ago. It was a joint venture, and we managed to do a deal where we bought both halves of that JV. And so we've got 100% of the project moving forward. That deal is due to complete in the next sort of month or so. We're just waiting for the final investment approval from the Canadian government, which we think should be fine. What attracted us to the project? Previous exploration, again, dating back to the 50s. I mean, 26 metres at 1.7% lithium. You know, we've got 55 metres at just over 1%. you know, there's some good targets there. There's some good surface expressions of mineralization. There's a lot of targets for us to follow up on. So come next year, we'll be hitting that really hard. We'll be putting a solid, you know, 5,000 plus meter drill program together. And as people know, right, Canada is really hot at the moment, and Ontario is really, really hot for lithium. So it's very good to acquire an asset right now over there.
Indeed. And what work is going on now then? Is it more of a desktop-based exercise to look at all the historical data and start to form a picture and then plan a drill program?
Yeah, so, I mean, obviously the due diligence has been completed there, and from that we'll get an idea of what we need to do moving forwards from drilling. We have recently completed an aeromag survey there where they just fly over the property and, you know, we can identify new targets. So all that stuff will feed into it, you know, reviewing all the old core, all that sort of stuff. I think when you acquire a project, it's always good to step back a bit, take a step back and then sort of form your own opinions and you know, form your own strategy moving forwards. Because, you know, if you do that wrong up front, it's hard to sort of backtrack. But, you know, for us, as I say, there's multiple targets there. It's just working out what is the best value proposition. You know, what should we go for first?
Okay, excellent. Okay, and your third project then, that is the Sohar, I think you say, copper project in Oman. Again, what's the current situation around this one? And give us a bit of an idea of what it's all about.
So if we go back just over a year ago, Critical Resources was actually called Force Commodities, listed on the ASX under the code 4CE. This was an asset that was used to relist the company. So we inherited this asset. And, you know, the thing we like about that is, you know, it's a really, really good region for copper. And, you know, we've got a solid JORC resource there, 900,000 tonnes at 3% copper for 27,000 metal tonnes, which is really, really good. It's a VMS style. So, you know, they're body in nature. There's further exploration works happening now. There's some commercial discussions going on how we sort of take that forward. But, you know, we like Oman. Obviously, it's difficult for us here in Australia not being able to travel and get over to the country. And, you know, COVID's obviously restricted that. But I think as we see that lifting, you know, it's a place where we feel we can do some really good business with the right partners. And I think that's going to add significant value to the business moving forward too.
Okay. So really then the focus at the moment is with New South Wales. Is that right?
Yeah, I would say that that's what we're doing right now. So, you know, I think that we see that asset as transformational, and a lot of our shareholders have thought that for a long time. You know, if we look at the scale potential there, you know, you can go back 50 years and look at work that's been done at Halls Peak and, you know, commentary around it, large-scale SEDEX system, which I think is probably zinc and lead and silver dominant. We'll see very soon. But, you know, it's analogous to things like Cannington, Mount Isa, MacArthur River, all massive projects. You know, it's on us to prove that. That's why we're doing the deeper drilling. That will give us the scale and the sort of resource size that, you know, we think that this project deserves.
Okay. So just taking a look at the roadmap then, let's say over the next, well, let's go 3 months into early next year. Of course, you've got the drilling at New South Wales. What else are you looking forward to and shareholders should potentially be watching out for, do you think?
Yeah, certainly drilling New South Wales. You know, we're going to be getting some results out of that soon. So we'll be reporting that as they come out of the hole and as we get those assayed. That program's probably going to take, you know, up to 3 months, I would think. Of course, we would like to keep pushing that program, and that depends on the results that we're going to get over the next couple of months. In parallel with that, we will be finalising the Mavis Lake transaction in Canada, and then we'll be straight into looking at how we get on the ground and do some drilling over there. And all the lead-in work to that and all the background work, you know, we'll be doing too. And with Oman, you know, we'll be looking at some commercialisation opportunities, and I think, you know, I think we can add some real value there. So there is a lot going on. I mean, three projects, all really good. I think, you know, where we are at the moment is, you know, $50-55 million market cap. I think we're pretty cheap buying.
Okay. Well, Alex Biggs, the MD of Critical Resources, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks very much. Have a good day.